When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Washington. Welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, December 17th, 2024. Listening to the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, also on Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond. Watching us on the Monumental Sports Network. It's Bish and EB this week until Friday, two-man show. Got Matt, hey. Matt, and Mike behind the glass. Boys, what's up? Of course, it's all courtesy of our good friends at Crop Metcalf. And Crop was out at Mr. Bickle's mom's house yesterday.
Yep. They dug a huge hole out there.
Yeah.
Did an amazing job. I think the county's going to come by to approve it. They fill it up. And then
get it all done so no more flooding in the house. Right. Be good.
Mom could get back in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're That's unbelievable.
Awesome. Yeah.
Thank you, Ben.
And I know you're playing golf today because the weather is going to be decent.
I played golf yesterday, too.
Oh, my gosh. It was nasty yesterday.
It was fine. It was like low to mid 40s, but it was no wind.
No wind.
It was actually fine. I wore Valdez's Vineyard Vines, a sweater that he got from some dead guy on eBay. Yeah. And
What's your review?
I loved it.
You loved it? Wasn't itchy?
I mean, you know what? I wear a lot of wool, like, so I guess I'm used to it.
I'm probably not as used to it as you are.
Yeah.
Good sizing.
Maybe a smidge large for me, but like around the belly maybe, but it's perfect. I loved it. Thought it looked great in it. I absolutely loved it. If you want it back, you can have it back.
I don't want it back. I want you to have it. Please take it.
All right.
The course had them in wet. Really wet.
Yeah. It was
Carpath
fine.
Only, although you walked.
Well, I walked. It was fine. I mean, honestly, there weren't that many people out there playing.
No, of course not.
But
not in the 40s, of course not.
Yeah. Today, I'm sure there'll be more people out there. But mm-hmm. I'm starting to enjoy. I actually like the fall. I don't really love winter, but like fall golf, like because there's not as many people out at the golf course. You can just do whatever you want.
Yeah,
I love that.
I just don't like playing in 40 degrees.
I understand that.
My buddies wanted me to play today, but it's going to be Carpath only. I said, you know what? I'm going to get some Christmas shopping done.
Not a bad idea.
I'm not prepared for Christmas.
I don't even know when it is.
I'm not prepared at all.
8 days from today, something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But who do you have to buy for? You buy for tea? Or do you guys do the bit where you say, we're not going to get each other anything?
Well, I don't want anything, but I got to get something for her.
Right. And then you buy for the girls or the wife buys for the girls?
I mean, she gets stuff for the girls, but I got to get something for them. Yeah. And then I got to get something for my mother-in-law. Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff I got to get. I'm just not prepared for it mentally. So I'm going to do a little bit of that today and get that out of the way. Knock it out.
Mm. D does most of our shopping, so I don't have to really worry. And then my daughter's kind of helped me pick stuff for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, I don't know about you guys. I'm sure it's the same, especially for all the married people out there. you just got Amazon coming every day.
Yeah.
Like just boxes and boxes of stuff, and you don't even know whose gift it is.
Yeah, my neighbor, yes, I think it was, what's today, Tuesday? I think it was on Saturday. I swear to God, he had 15 boxes of something on his front porch.
It's so damn easy to just sit there and click, just buy stuff.
I know. Well, that's
and
what
they do. And my wife buys clothes, and if it doesn't fit, she has no problem sending it back. Like, to me, that's a pain in the ass. Just the whole sending back. Like, it's not my thing. But my wife has no problem doing it. Like, she'll buy three different sizes, pick the right size, and send the other two back. She doesn't mind going and doing all that.
Yeah, my daughters do it. They're always clicking.
I don't like doing that.
My neighbor had about 15 boxes. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it all came on the same day.
Yeah.
But we got stuff coming like once every couple days, you know, one or two boxes here and there. But we've never had a haul like that.
I've never had 15, but it's not unusual for me to come home maybe from the golf course or something and see three boxes on the stoop.
Yeah.
You know, it's not unusual. And you know that I like to buy my like golf training aids and all my little trinkets from Temu.
Mm-hmm.
Temu sent me the same thing twice.
Uh-oh. Well, did you pay for it twice?
I don't know. I got to check. I don't think so. It was like an $8 thing.
Yeah.
Temu wraps stuff the worst. The packaging on Temu's products, worst you've ever seen.
Is it? Well, it's Temu. Yeah,
the boxes are the worst.
I'm not surprised. It's all cheap.
It is. It is.
For a guy who hates sending stuff back, you can't order from Temu or any of those.
Because?
It's just impossible. They make it impossible. It's such a pain in the ass. It probably takes weeks. You just throw
it
in the garbage.
Depends on the item. What?
I just throw it in the garbage.
What,
I've done
stuff
it
you get from Temu?
Well, what's the other one? There's another one, Alibaba. Or
yeah, they're all the same.
Or one of them. I can't remember. Yeah, I just threw it in the garbage.
Because you didn't like... Why, it said you had extra
80%
thing?
Chance it's going to be garbage anyways.
Mine's
in my opinion.
I'll tell you, I've used all the stuff I've gotten, but they're not the highest quality things.
Well, the sizing is always off, or they just put
I've never got clothes, yeah.
Well, that's what I think most people buy on these sites, is clothes.
Clothes?
Keep clothes.
Yeah.
And,
I highly recommend golf training aids. It's hard to mess those up. You know?
Yeah. I hate sending stuff back.
I hate sending stuff back.
I'd rather throw it away.
Yeah.
Store is one thing. Like, I'll go to a store and return something. Putting something in a box and taking it to the UPS store, it's the worst for me. I don't know why.
So I was telling my buddy that he was commenting on my sweater. And I said, yeah, it's Valdez's. He likes to buy these used things sometimes online. And I go, I don't know. I said, I don't really like buying clothes like on eBay. He goes, dude, everybody's doing it. He said he's got a client.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, wealthy client. She sold a bunch of her like designer stuff online. Her haul was $50,000.
Where did she sell it?
Like on eBay.
Oh jeez.
They have they have specialty sites for used designer stuff.
Yeah.
It's huge with women. Is stuff that doesn't fit or maybe it's out of style
and you're behind.
And, you know, you get sized for the silly new clothes that come out next year. And
you know how a chick always says, I need a new dress for this?
Yeah.
They like, they'll wear a dress once.
Never wear it. They'll put them up.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, I'll wear the same thing.
Especially if your friend or if your friend's client is using like designer dresses once.
Yeah.
And never wearing them again.
Right.
Taking up room.
Right.
Just put them on. Not necessarily eBay, but like Poshmark.
Apparently, right. And that's what my daughter's uses, Poshmark. Apparently, she was, before he kind of told her, she was just donating stuff. She was donating all this designer stuff. And he's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, make some money off of it.
What are you doing?
Now, I do feel sheepish when I buy, I like to think I'm buying a dead person sweater.
Yeah.
But I do feel sheepish when they have the tag still on it.
Are you saying like it's stolen?
I definitely know it's if someone ran into a Lululemon, grabbed a handful of stuff and ran out.
Sold
it. Because the tag's still on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely think that's going on.
I saw a video of a bunch of guys. They were in a Ross. Did you see that viral video? And they were just yanking stuff out.
Like, oh, yeah.
I've never seen a Ross have designer stuff, but like yanking bags, leather bags, that were like attached to the poles and just yanking them, breaking them off.
Right.
People just stare at them.
Yeah, I mean,
like, what are you going to do?
No security there.
No security.
Right.
some security guy
that happens everywhere,
with a walkie-talkie or something. But yeah. what's he gonna do?
I saw a viral video of a store manager who's trying to curb any kind of stealing going on. That when they're alerted about it, they, instead of trying to tackle the person, they go to the exit and they have like oil handy, and they put oil in front on the, like olive oil in front of the exit, so, on the floor.
And they slip?
So when they're trying to sprint out of there, they slip and you can kind of just jump on them and keep them there.
Right. So crazy.
Yeah, I know.
But I saw a guy in a convenience store on a video this morning knock a guy out. Did you see that? He was in like a bodega or something. Was going there and making a fuss, and the guy just came around the counter and just knocked the guy out
for no reason.
Well, because the guy was being a douche. The guy was like, you know, whatever.
What was that local?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No. But hey, are you going to stop joning on me for buying dead guy sweaters now?
Right, because he loves
it. It's pretty practical.
I'll tell you, that sweater, he gave me this Vineyard Vines double XL sweater. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that thing's got to be retail for $120.
Comfy.
It's nice.
And I got it for $13.
How do you get it for $13?
I'm a silly negotiator.
Do you negotiate?
Oh, definitely. That's half the thrill.
Yeah.
Right.
That happens all the time with my wife when she puts something on.
People, you know, they offer.
Facebook Marketplace, and she'll post something for $50, and they'll say, "Will you take 35? And she says, "Yeah, okay."
Yeah. I've never really ventured into the Facebook Marketplace, although I was on my phone, and people will sell like Corvettes on there, or they'll sell like speakers, or like old shoes. It's kind of like the range is insane. You get anything on there.
She sells all kinds of stuff on there.
I mean, get into it.
For 25,
I don't think I have anything worth
20,
anything.
25 bucks, 30 bucks, maybe 70 bucks. Depends on what it is, whatever the item is.
I got to get into it. I have nothing of value, though, honestly. Yeah. I really don't think I do.
It's a great decluttering method.
Did you stay up and watch any of the football? Or
I watched a little bit of the Vikings game.
Both games I thought were atrocious. Raider game was ridiculous.
Well,
they're so bad.
They're awful.
Yeah. Like, their offensive line is so bad. And, of course, you know, Dylan Lauby, the kid that we know through Vinny and Joe, and, you know, grew up in Long Island, and we interviewed him, and just a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
He had one kick return. I think he had a tackle on special teams. But I can't believe they won't give him another shot at running back. Their running backs are terrible.
They are bad.
They're terrible.
Madison and Abdul, they ran for 65 yards on 22 carries, and Ritter was their leading rusher last night.
I mean, that's some of the worst football. I don't know how they keep anybody
there.
They're
bad. I mean, the roster's bad, and their teams, they've just given up. I mean, they're 2-12.
And then I was watching.
I mean, these teams that are, you know, four wins or less, they're just giving up. They just want the season to end.
And then I'm watching Caleb, and Caleb's exactly what I thought. He's like kind of an all-or-nothing guy. He's dancing around. And then he's getting hit like crazy. And then he's going on the sideline. You see the viral video of him on the bench, and he's just kind of like, I don't know, it's just, he's making a scene like he's so exhausted. Like, you see him, he's like laying down
on
the bench.
That. Yep.
I don't know, man.
I mean, there's some bad football teams out there. And there's, you know, I think there's six or seven teams that need quarterbacks. It's going to be interesting to see what the Vikings do with Darnold, because they obviously drafted.
They're going to let him go.
They drafted J.J. McCarthy.
I think it's a fait accompli. Like, he's gone. There's been no discussion.
I know.
He's gone.
I mean, what if he leads them to the Super Bowl? It doesn't matter.
I guess it'll be like a Jared Goff thing or whatever, right?
I mean, one of these six or seven teams that needs quarterbacks next year, you know, they're going to offer him a big deal, and he'll make a bunch of money.
I don't know if he'll be as successful.
Maybe not, but he's playing well in the perfect time. But, yeah, I had a lot on my mind last night just with the Christmas stuff and other stuff going on, and I just – sitting there, I was just glaring at the TV and then pondering, getting up, and my stomach was hurting last night. Last night was a bad day. It was.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, I mean, I just wasn't feeling that great. And then
holiday stress.
You got holiday stress.
And then I woke up late. The alarm never goes off in my house.
Mm-hmm.
My alarm never goes off. I usually get up at 3:50 to 4 o'clock. Freaking 4:16, it goes off. I'm like, oh my God, now I'm 20 minutes late. I had to rush in, speeding down the toll road. I almost hit a deer crossing the toll road. How the freak does a deer get on the toll road with all those high walls, Drabby. I mean, how, I have no idea where this deer came from. It must have just trekked down the toll road for miles.
Yeah. Entirely possible, yeah.
I mean, on the toll road, they got these big-ass walls on the sides.
Yeah, but there might be small openings in those.
There must be the exit, like the exit ramp.
I mean, I guess. I mean, but I almost hit that freaking thing, and I mean, that would have been a disaster. Anyway, on the show today, we're going to talk to our good friend Brian Robinson, Jr. B-Rob. Will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Big game against the Eagles on Sunday. We'll also get into that game. We'll preview it. We'll talk some college football with CBS Sports college football writer Chip Patterson. Mm. Of course, you got the playoffs starting Friday night with the state championship of Indiana. Indiana's going to play at Notre Dame. Then you got three games on Saturday. I've got a Christmas party on Friday and a Christmas party on Saturday. But I told my wife, I said, you know what? We're not going to stay long because I want to watch some college football.
And you're hanging out with us Thursday night.
Thursday night. Yeah, what's the plan for that exactly?
Thursday night, we're meeting over at MGM National Harbor and heading to the Wizards game.
What time do I have to be at MGM?
You don't have to. You just have to be at the Wizards game.
Yeah.
You don't have to come to MGM. You just got to be at the Wizards game.
We're checking into the hotel.
That's up to you. I mean, if you want to check in or you want to check in late night.
You can check in after the game if you want. You don't have to
go there. I'm going
there
after the show.
Yeah, but I need to get my car there. I mean, I don't want to drive to the Wizards. Yeah,
be there four.
What time do you think we'll leave MGM for the Wizards game?
What time's the game? 7:15? 7:30?
I'm guessing 7 o'clock.
It's either 7 or 7:30. Yeah.
So, I don't know. Whenever you want.
I think we should be there by like 6:15 or 6, because you want to go down to the Caesars Lounge before, right?
Sure.
I think we do.
We might, Valdez and I, we might be meeting you over there, because I think we might be going to get a little dinner beforehand or an appetizer.
Yeah, some apps and drinks if you want. Uh-huh. Join us.
Okay. Hey, by the way, JP Flame, we'll have an update for you later on the drinking show.
Mm-hmm.
JP Flame is on my S list as far as this night out is.
Uh-huh.
He texted our group chat, I know nothing about the Hennessy Loft. Just tell me whatever you guys are doing and I'll guess I'll show up. He was in the studio when we made the announcement and EB wasn't there. He was in the bathroom and he came back and he was griping about the name Hennessy Loft. And he was right here.
And what he claims he doesn't know
he goes,
what it is.
I don't know what you guys are talking about to our text message the other night.
Am I on that?
Yeah. You can go back and read it.
I saw that.
He was dismissive of the whole night.
I didn't understand that either.
Yeah.
I mean, you weren't gone
for 3 weeks. You were gone for 5 days.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely remember talking about it with him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dude, he could come or not come. It's up to him. Whatever he wants to do.
I know. I don't care. But to act like we didn't tell him.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely did.
Listen, we're all getting up there.
Yeah, I forget things all the time, Drabby.
I mean, my daughter was texting me during the altcast that she couldn't believe that I didn't see the picture of Tom Wilson with half his face blown up. I guess the week prior. I actually don't remember it.
Mm.
And you guys said you talked about it. I think I was either at the dentist or I was pooping.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims.
Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was here and I don't remember it.
Yep. Got everything on our minds, man. All right, so we got B-Rob, we got Chip Patterson on the show, taking your calls, of course, 800-636-1067. We'll get into the Commanders-Eagles game. When we come back, we'll talk more about these Monday night games, and we'll look at the playoff standings, because there's only 3 weeks left, and there's some interesting races, especially in the NFC, going on, and there's some huge head-to-head matchups. There's some injuries to talk about. We'll also get into the Caps. Caps had their win streak snap last night in Dallas. They lost 3-1 to the Stars. We'll talk about that. You're listening to the Junkies. It's Bish and EB this week until Friday when we have our Christmas show at MGM. Stay with us. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.